Ruth chapter 2, verse 18. Ruth is bringing back some of the grain of the harvest to Naomi, and how sweet that would be. Naomi's her mother-in-law who hasn't had any food, and Ruth took a risk and went out into the fields, and Boaz was there, and God showed Ruth kindness through Boaz, and she was given so much food. Now she gets to bring it home to Naomi. And this chapter, it's just like kindness is, there's a ricochet all over the place. And first Ruth is serving Naomi. She's going to take a risk. God is already, you know, so kind to Boaz. Boaz is kind to Ruth. Ruth kind again to Naomi, bringing that back. And God's love and kindness, his loyalty, it's shown in every relationship. In fact, Boaz and the people with Boaz, they notice that Ruth has been so kind to Naomi, and her reputation's gone before her. And so that kindness, you know, stirred their hearts to be more kind. And so you just see it's exponential, it's multiplying. And a lot of times people today say, oh, that's karma. Well, God gets the glory. And you do reap what you sow. The Bible says that. I mean, you sow kindness, you reap kindness. But ultimately, all kindness is from God. And when you see people being kind to each other, that's God's plan. That's his design. That's what the Holy Spirit is doing. So in your family, in your community, in our country, kindness can prevail. But it starts by receiving God's kindness and starting to live that out in one relationship. And then just watch how far God will take that. So Naomi's blown away. It's just incredible what God's done. But it's through a series of relationships where kindness is chosen, kindness is guarded, kindness prevails. May that be true of your life today.